This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. Alaska's mayors and other local officials are worried their governments may be asked to pay more toward public employees' retirement. The lobbying group, Alaska Municipal League, is backing Governor Sean Parnell's proposal to use $3 billion in savings to reduce an estimated $12 billion shortfall in state pension funds. KTOO's Casey Kelly reports.
Alaska communities and the state share the costs of the public employees' retirement system. Municipalities pay 22% of their payroll into PERS each year. Some also pay 12.5% into the teachers' retirement system. The state pays the rest of what's needed to cover pensions in a particular year. That amount is determined by actuaries and set annually by the Alaska Retirement Management Board. Kathy Wasserman is executive director of the Alaska Municipal League.
Certainly, it's a good enough chunk that municipalities cannot afford for that to go up.
If nothing is done to address the PERS shortfall, Wasserman fears the local contribution could increase to 40% of payroll. She says the governor's plan to transfer $3 billion from the Constitutional Budget Reserve to the retirement system would maintain the rate at 22% until the funds are solvent, whenever that might be.
We really can't define how many years because it's based on interest rates, based on the market, it's based on, you know, baby boomers, when people die. There's a lot of variability in that. But 22% right now we can plan for.
Kodiak Mayor Pat Branson says local communities need predictability.
If we keep it at those percentages, we're not going to be able to do business and keep our infrastructure in place, keep police and fire operating, schools open, that kind of thing.
The Parnell administration estimates its proposal would reduce the state's annual payment to PERS and TERS. Without the cash infusion, the governor's office says the state would soon pay more than $1 billion a year toward the pension shortfall. Deputy Administration Commissioner Mike Barnhill told the Alaska Municipal League that doing nothing is not appealing.
If the governor's approach doesn't pass, the status quo will persist. We will continue to make actuarially required contributions, however they're calculated.
The governor's plan is part of his proposed operating budget. Many states and communities in the lower 48 have faced even bigger pension problems, leading to bankruptcies and cuts to retirement payments. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.
A coalition of parents and community members is holding a rally tomorrow in Anchorage to support public schools. Parent and organizer Allison Arians says Great Alaska Schools is a grassroots group that just formed a few weeks ago, but already has 1,200 likes on its Facebook page and 500 people on its mailing list.
There's just been a tremendous outpouring of parents and community members and concerned people that want to support our public schools and keep them really strong.
Arians says the rally is to show legislators how much public support there is for increased funding to public schools.
We've been flat funded for 3 years, and inflation has really eroded the money that can go into the teachers in the classrooms.
She says Great Alaska Schools also opposes a proposal to amend the state constitution to allow public funding for private and religious schools. She says anyone concerned about education is welcome at the rally.
It will be at the Lusac Library from 1 to 2 p.m. outside, and will be, so wear your snow boots, wear your warm clothes, and be ready to make a lot of noise and have fun. We have music, we have great speakers, we're going to have lots of information for people to learn how to get involved, and it's going to be really fun.
The rally will overlap with an Anchorage caucus meeting being held in assembly chambers at the Lusac from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The bipartisan legislative caucus plans to hear public testimony on any state issue during the open mic session. A bill establishing Walter Soboleff Day in Alaska cleared a House committee yesterday on its way to a vote on the House floor. Soboleff was Juneau's first Alaska Native minister at a time when the town was segregated. He became a cultural and spiritual leader in the community and statewide. House Bill 217 would establish November 14th as Walter Soboleff Day in Alaska. That was the day he was born in 1908. Soboleff died in 2011. 1987 at the age of 102. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.